taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
I'm not going to lie, you're slacking. You're slacking on starting that business you've been holding off on. It's just living in your head. And if you don't act now, that idea is going to leave, or maybe someone's going to take that idea. And there's a tool that I personally use, and that is Shopify. You don't need to be a web designer. You can just start moving, zooming in, adding the text you need, adding pictures you need. And Shopify has so many templates you can use from. Get it out of your head and onto a website with Shopify. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. They make it easy to manage growing your business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on all the important stuff like growing your business. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/sonoro to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/sonoro.
Imagine what's possible when learning doesn't get in the way of life. At Capella University, our game-changing FlexPath learning format lets you set your own deadlines so you can learn at a time and pace that works for you. It's an education you can tailor to your schedule. That means you don't have to put your life on hold to pursue your professional goals. Instead, enjoy learning your way and earn your degree without missing a beat. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
It kind of worked. I kind of saved you because you started praying.
You saved me.
You started praying with us.
This bitch is like, I saved you. I did start praying with
I
her.
I saved you. God saved you.
You're God.
I can't. You started praying with us in the circles and before games, and you started going to church.
Time out. I'm praying in the circles. Like, I can't believe I'm f-ing praying this f-ing circle.
Thanks to Sana Skin Studio for supporting the No Podcast. Sana is a skin studio that is shifting the relationship with your skin and your products through goal-driven facials, real guidance, and clean skincare. Stay tuned for our promo code so you can receive $25 off of your first facial at Sana Skin Studio.
Welcome to the No Podcast with me, Nikki Spo.
Welcome, everybody. Jamie Ruiz is back for more.
Here I am again.
Here she is, and the titties just are titting. Okay, so everybody knows, but if you don't, I'm going to remind you, Jamie's my lifey for lifey. She is a professional dancer who pivoted in 2020 to become this incredible life coach. She is helping thousands of women come home to themselves. We are in a very similar line of work, which I love because we get to talk shop all the time. And today we are going to talk about spirituality and co-creation. And I think we're going to start with the evolution of our respective spiritual experiences, because Jamie was a full-on Christian. And like, before we get into this, let's
I'm just thinking about the...
like the things she used to say to me. We'll get there.
Is one specific memory in the locker room.
We're going to get there. But like, before we do this, I think that we do need to talk to the audience about like the fact that there's no shade on like what you believe in.
No.
Right? Like, you believe in what you want to believe in. And at least here in this safe space that we've created, is that Jamie and I support you in that. Nobody says that you should believe in God. Nobody says that you shouldn't believe in God. You are welcome to believe in God, source, universe, that as you understand God, source, universe. So this is less about religion and how Jamie and I have come to understand the gods of our understandings, because they might still be even different in some capacity. And we're going to talk to you about how we got there, because I was atheist and
I was a Jesus freak.
Yeah, I feel like you're not supposed to say Jesus freaks, because the Jesus freaks are going to get mad about it. They're not freaks.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But she was a freak about Jesus, which is wonderful.
I just want to piggyback off what you said.
Yeah.
Agreed. Like, there's no judgment here. Whatever religion you practice or non-religion that you practice, if you believe in God, if you don't believe in God, however you perceive God, it is all valid, welcome, accepted, loved, honored, valued here in this space. We're just giving you our experience of our relationship with God, Source, Universe.
Yeah, and how we got there, because our roads are very different. Our roads are very different. So we're going to start with Jamie, because Jamie said that she was a Jesus freak. I just called her a Christian. And good for me, because like Jamie used to go to church with someone I used to know really well. And that's kind of...
I wonder how you guys met.
So that was fun, you know? And because you guys went to church, I started going to church. I'm like, and also with you. That also happens in, with you. Like, I think that actually happens more in Catholic churches.
That is a Catholic
church. It's a Catholic church thing. I didn't really do the Catholic church thing, but I did go to Christian church. I actually still enjoy going to a Christian church every once in a while, because I'm like, I love the word. I really do love the word of the Bible. And I do. I fuck with it heavy. There are certain things I don't fuck with heavy at all. Like, mm-hmm. Don't fuck with it. Mm-hmm. But like overall, every time I've ever gone to like a Christian church, I like generally like... the message is usually uplifting for me. Yeah. So like I still will enjoy it from time to time. But you were definitely in a space of Jesus, is it? Jamie tried to save me.
The way, the truth, and the life.
What?
Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
How did you get there? Like, how did you grow up?
So I have three older sisters. They all went to public school growing up since pre-K.
Yeah.
We also grew up Catholic. My parents were both Catholic.
Were they Catholic? Were they really Catholic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like... not like...
fake Catholic?
No, like we were Catholic. We would go to Catholic church.
You went to a Catholic church?
On holidays.
You were baptized?
I was baptized. I had a communion, all of that. So did my sisters. But they all went to public school. I, for some reason, when I was born, my mom and dad decided to put me in a private school.
But you also came like later than your sisters.
I came way later, yes. All my sisters are like a year to a year and a half apart. And then there was like a 6-year gap, and then an oopsies me.
You're not an oopsies. Don't ever say that.
I was an oopsies.
Okay, fine.
A divine.
Unplanned. An unplanned miracle.
An unplanned divine miracle.
Yes.
A blessing to everyone that comes across my path.
Ain't it the truth?
Okay. Anyways, when I came along, my parents decided to put me in a private school.
Yeah.
And it was actually, it was called Gladeview Christian. Does it matter that I say that?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's called Gladeview Christian. It was like a little teeny tiny like hole in the wall Christian school on Coral Way. And I was there since I was 3 years old. And they like taught about Jesus and the Bible a lot. Like every Friday we would go to chapel and we would have to memorize Bible verses and go up there and repeat them in the microphone. And I loved it. Like I loved memorizing the Bible verses.
You did.
To this day, I can name you the chapters of the Bible, the New Testament and the Old Testament. Like I can name them all to you.
Wow.
I'm not going to do it right now.
Okay.
But there's a song. I know it and I can sing
it. No, sing it.
No.
Please, for me, we can take it out.
The Jesus freak is coming out.
I want to hear it.
Okay, it was actually Old Testament, New Testament. I don't know. One of the Testaments.
One of the Testaments.
And it went, I can't believe you're making me sing this. It went Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, Romans, to Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st Timothy, 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st Peter, 2nd Peter, 3 John, Jude, and Revelations. And I loved it.
It's a pretty song.
I just loved
it. Galatians.
Revelations.
Revelations.
The last chapter in the New Testament. I'm butchering this.
Okay, but you sang the song.
And I was just that girl. I loved it.
I think it's great that she sang the song. You were that girl.
You're welcome. I just loved Jesus so much.
Okay, but did you know what Jesus was? Like, did you understand? Do you feel like at that time in your life you understood what Jesus was?
Yes, we literally went through that Bible up and down a million times.
Wow.
I knew every story. We would act them out in plays in school. Like, we went in. I knew all the things. And my sisters, not so much because they didn't go to private school, right? And they were in, like, public school.
Or they didn't go to,
a Christian school. So I was, like, really holding it down for the fam.
Yeah.
It's interesting though, we were Catholic, but I went to a Christian school.
Right.
So I was learning, I was also outside of school going to what's it called? Like when you go to
CCD.
CCD?
Saturday school, Sunday school.
Yeah, CCD. Yeah. To get my communion.
I knew
confirmation,
that.
Whatever. So I was learning
a lot about Jesus.
I was learning a lot about Jesus. And I loved him.
You loved him.
Okay. Yeah. So like some memories that I have growing up is like I was like such a little goody two shoe, and I just wanted to be like such a good Christian girl, Catholic girl. I wanted to like follow all the rules and behave and obey because I knew that like I wanted to go to heaven. Okay. And my sisters would like pick on me and like try to bribe me to say bad words. And my sister would be like, I'll give you 20 bucks if you say the S word. And I was like, and I would run to my mom, Mom, Jenny's trying to give me $20 to say the S word.
Not the F word.
And I would cry. And my mom was like, Jenny, she's like, what? Like, girl, take the 20 bucks. Say the damn word. Shit. And I was like, no. I would cry like, my sisters are going to go to hell.
Okay. Well, we'll eventually get there.
We're going to get there. And that was my experience growing up. I went to this Christian school all the way through eighth grade. Okay.
Then, oh, yeah.
Things changed a little when I got to high school and I went to
Coral Reef.
I went to Coral Reef, baby, public school. And I was scared out of my mind because I was like, where's the safety?
Where's
Jesus? Oh, no. There's going to be bad people doing bad things. And I don't know how to protect myself. And I actually...
dying.
And it was a little scary. There were bad people doing bad things. And I was like, okay, as long as I don't do the bad things with them, we're good. And I did have one friend who was like a Christian, right? So like up until this point, I'd been pretty Catholic, even though I went to a Christian school. I was like Catholic. I at least I identified as Catholic. And I met this friend who was in dance with me in school, and she was a Christian. And she was like, you should come with me to my Christian church. And I was like, weird, but okay. And I would go with her.
I went to a Christian school, but that's weird.
Yeah. And I would go with her and I loved it because it was like non-denominational.
Okay,
so it was like just like everybody's, the word and the message and the singing and the songs were like pop songs. And I was like, this is a vibe.
Right.
I fuck with this.
Yeah.
I didn't say that at the time.
Right. You were like,
bad words
with this.
But I fucked with it hard. And so then I kind of just went on like my own journey to explore like God. And it still remained the same for me. But I was like, I wasn't so like Catholic or Christian. I was just like, you know, my relationship with God and Jesus, and I was going to the church. And then eventually, like out of high school, I then started to go to the church that I went to with your friend. And, you know, it was fun. It was so good and it was so fun. And, you know, I like wavered in my relationship with God and Jesus because there was like guilt that showed up because then I was doing bad things. I was having sex. I was drinking. I was partying. I was like doing these things that felt like wrong and bad in the eye of Jesus. And so I like had this battle with myself. Like I want to be, but then I feel judged there. And so then I stray away, and that doesn't feel good. So I go back, but then I feel judged there. And it was this like
weird cycle
of like, I don't know, but I never was like, Jesus. I was always like, at the end of the day, I always come back to you, you know?
Yeah.
So in 2012, my dad passed away. And this is the time where like, God, come through for your girl. I'm going through it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and this is where I need you. Like of all the times I prayed and all the times I worshiped, like, come help me.
There was one, there was one time where you also got super stoned and you made a deal with God that you would never smoke weed again. I remember that.
This is true. I was like, if you get me out of this high, you know, when you're like high,
you and bargain.
It feels like it's never going to end and your life is over and you've ruined everything. And
some people listening are like, no, we don't do drugs.
You're going to die. And I was just like, God, I swear. It was like the worst high of my life. And like, I didn't even really smoke that much, but like this time just took me somewhere that I didn't want to go. And I was like, I promise. If you get me out of this safe and alive, I will never smoke again. And I didn't.
For a long time.
Maybe like one other time in my life where I regretted it and I was like, okay, back to my promise.
back to my
promise. But do you want to?
We can get to it later because I was an atheist and we'll talk about me being an atheist later.
Okay. Yeah. So my dad passes away and I'm like,
I need God. Come help me.
Need you.
Yeah.
And I felt nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. But you got the cross tattooed on yourself.
I had a cross tattooed on myself.
Uh-huh.
This was before my dad passed away.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Swear.
Because after my dad passed away, I was like,
Okay. All right. I thought it was after.
It was before.
Okay. So I believe you.
Okay. So I felt nothing. And it was like, this is the moment where I wanted to feel so connected and supported.
Rooted.
And like everything was going to be okay. Like you were light at to the your end father. Of the tunnel. And I felt nothing. Like I did not feel his presence.
In your life. Yeah.
And it was weird. And it was unusual. And it was confusing. And, you know, I grieved and I went through the process of losing my dad. And it was just like a big old question mark over my head at that time because, well, life just got flipped upside down for me.
Right.
And this God that I had had this relationship with for so long, so close, like felt like he wasn't there. Mm. So now he's not there. My dad's not there. Who's there? What's there?
Like you felt like untethered.
Untethered, but not in a like a destructive way. In a let me search for what is there.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Like a
like I you felt, weren't like out here in outer space, like lost. You were looking.
I was lost, but searching. Like okay. I had a pool that was like there is something.
Yeah.
It's just not what it has been.
Okay.
Go on a journey to find what that is.
Yeah.
You know, and I just really remember feeling like I wanted to connect to something because I had been connected to something for so long. Now my dad's gone, not connected to him like that anymore, not connected to God like that anymore. I want to connect to something. And I feel like this is why people are religious and this is why people have their relationships with their prospective gods is because they want something bigger than themselves to connect to.
Yeah.
And that's what I was looking for. And I just like, this is where my intuition really started to come into play because I started to just follow these nudges where that I hadn't like felt or followed before, you know, it was just like, I don't know why, but I'm going to go on my computer and I'm going to Google some stuff. Interesting, you know, like,
what kind of stuff?
Like how to be happy, how to feel connected. Like
literally Googling.
Yes, random things. And I came across this one blog. Couldn't tell you the name of it. I don't know what it was, but I remember starring it on my
browser.
Cause I kept going to it and they had all these blogs about like the universe and the law of attraction and mindfulness and manifestation and source. And I just like dove so deep into this because I felt connected to it. I felt like a calling, like a pool, like I don't know what this is or what's here, but it's calling my name and I can't stop diving into it. And that led to make a long story a little less long, that led to me like really feeling connected to the universe. Around that time, you also gifted me the book, The Universe Has Your Back by Gabby Bernstein.
That's so wild, you know, because you've gifted me books that like we've talked about where mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not ready to read this right now, but like I pick it up later. And that's so funny because I don't even remember. I legit don't even remember giving you that book.
You gave me that book.
Uh-huh.
And
which we love Gabby Bernstein. Gabby Bernstein, will you please come talk to us
on the show?
Like we will co-host you.
Please. That book changed my life truly because it gave a
name. Was that like when we went to Hawaii?
Maybe.
Okay, whatever. Sorry.
Timelines are blurry for me.
Yeah, timelines are blurry too.
But anyways, okay, like, it gave like words and structure to what I was already feeling pulled to.
Yeah.
And filled the gap of like what God was. It like sourced that for me. But now I was realizing like, oh, what God was to me before is what the universe is to me now.
Yeah.
And it was always the same thing, actually. I just needed to be taken away from this fully to even explore another avenue. It's the same God. It's the same energy. It's the same source. It's the same love. It's the same exact higher power. I just have different words for
language.
The language is different. The perspective is different. And the relationship to it is different. Now it's not this like, and I'm kind of jumping ahead in the timeline because this was a long journey to like get to this knowing and this understanding.
Yeah.
But it became like, it just like evolved into a new relationship, but it's the same thing that has always been there. And what really changed for me was like, I think that, again, I'm not trying to shame anyone that's religious or Christian, but for me at the time, I actually feel looking back in hindsight, like when I was religious, it felt a little disempowering to me because God was this man outside of me that I needed to pray to worship, to ask for things, to come to in my time of needs, in my time of feeling weak. And it was this thing outside of me that I needed to feel connected, to feel empowered, to feel like would give me the things that I was asking for, to heal me of things, right? And what I feel now with the universe, I say God, source, universe, all the same. I just intertwine the words because that's how I feel. I feel it's like all the same to me. I feel very empowered now because the universe is not something outside of me. It's like it is me and I am it, and it is within me and it's also without me and it's in everything. And I feel empowered because the way I like to see it is like God, source, universe, imagine it being the ocean, the big, bad, wide ocean, right? If I were to go grab a drop of water from that ocean, I'm still holding ocean water. Is it the entire ocean? No, but the same particles, energy, consistency that the ocean is made up still all exists in this drop of my hand. And that's how I feel with God, source, universe.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's like God, source, universe is this big, bad energy. And I am this one.
When bad, we mean good, by the way. Like bad isn't good.
As in badass.
Yeah.
I am this one drop of that source, that energy, that divinity. In this
body, physical body.
And that feels very empowering to me because I'm connected to God at all times because God is me within me.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's where I am now. And I feel like God, source, and I are like teammates in life and in co-creating my life. And we can get into that a little bit more later. But that was the shift for me. It's the same thing. It's just different.
I think it has different language and it sounds like it feels differently for you.
All right, guys, let's take a quick break so I can thank our sponsor, Sana Skin Studio, with their OG location in Wynwood and their additional locations in Fort Lauderdale and Coconut Grove. Okay, so the best way I can describe Sana is that it feels like coming home. Unlike traditional facials, Sana's facials are rooted in education, and I love this so much. Every experience I have had at Sana has been a chance for me to learn more about my skin and its needs. I love that the facials are effective while also being accessible enough to be a monthly ritual rather than a yearly splurge. This is why the Sana membership is so great. I'm honored to be able to provide our audience with a promo code. Use the code THENOGLOW for $25 off of your first facial when booking at SanaSkinStudio.com and additional incentives if you book a membership. I have absolutely loved my skin healing journey with Sana Skin Studio.
I agree that like I totally believe now in like a co-creation between the God of my understanding and myself as a human being who has the power of choice, right? Like I can make my own decisions. Like I believe that like I have been like God, source, universe has planted desires in my heart that are intentional, right? Like I think that I was thoughtfully made and created. But I am a human who has the power of choice, right? And so I don't always have to act on the things that I want or don't want or whatever. Like I still, it's ultimately like I get to choose my path. Right. And like, it's not like I'm following a path blindly. Right. Where I think gets like kind of foggy with faith. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like, I'm not being just like led blindly. Like I am making active choices in my life to follow certain paths that are like placed in my periphery.
But also you're making these decisions based off the desires that were placed in you by God, source, universe. So it's like, I'm not like going AWOL and acting as my human, making decisions as my human.
Yeah.
Like God, source, universe is moving through me.
Yeah.
Intuitively guiding me to make these decisions.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so we really are co-creators.
We're co-creating. We're literally teammates and we're doing it together.
So like my background is a lot different. Like I grew up, my dad was actually grew up Jehovah's Witness, right?
I didn't know that.
Really?
No.
Okay, so my dad grew up Jehovah's Witness. Like my grandma, my grandpa, they were Jehovah's Witness. And like didn't say the Pledge of Allegiance in school, didn't celebrate any holidays. And then like as my dad and his siblings like grew up, like they started discovering their own paths of faith and everything. I grew up celebrating Christmas, but like not really going to church or knowing why I celebrated Christmas. We just like celebrated Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I remember distinctly, like really, really specifically remember a time where I was like little and I'm like, Dad, what happens when you die? And he was like, well, your body goes into the earth and the worms eat you. And I was like, that makes sense.
I get it.
I'm like, yeah. And I was like, well, what happens to like my heart? Like in my, I don't know that
he's
I had
like,
the
they
language.
Also get eaten. That also gets
he wasn't
eaten
that
by the worms.
Dismal, but he was like, the language around like, I don't think I had the language of like soul, but yeah. I was like, well, what happens to like my insides?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And I was really young at the time. And he was like, well, like your memory lives on in the people who impact you. Like he taught me that like your soul lives on in the people that you impact, the people who you leave a lasting impression on, like your family carries your legacy and like carries like the message of your soul. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm like, eh. I'm like, we die. The worms eat us. Right.
Got it.
And then enough bad things happened to me as a kid that I was like, God ain't shit. I was like, there is no God here, right, in my life. Mm-hmm. I was like, I began to like form this really scientific perspective of the world. And I was like, when you die, you get eaten by the worms and there is no soul. There is no recreation. There is no energy source universe. There is no heaven. There is no hell. Like I began at which point you in the locker room, I'm like, I don't believe in any of this shit. We'd have like the team, like when we were dancing for the Heat, we had the team, what is it? It's not the team pastor, but like the team, there's a word for it, whatever. The team pastor would come over and like pray with us.
Yeah. Give us right? like a word, a
it
message.
Would give us a word, a message, and anybody
I ate
who
that
wanted
shit
to.
Up.
Yeah, yes, you did eat it up. But like anybody who wanted to pray, like before the game, yeah. could pray. And I'd be like, I'm not praying. Like, I wouldn't say I'm not praying. I would just stay doing my makeup.
And like, I'd be like.
You'd be like, come here. And so you can tell people. Jamie tried to save me.
I was just such a Jesus girly that I was like sad. I was sad that
I remember
my friend
she was telling me she
was
sad gonna
go to hell.
She was like, I'm sad you're going to hell. I'm like, fuck you. First of all, can you just teach me how to do my lashes and shut the fuck up?
I don't think I said you were going to hell. I was like, I don't
no,
want
you did.
You to, I don't want you to go to
okay,
hell.
Maybe you said it that way. You were like, I don't want you to go to hell. But it sounded very threatening. Like, I don't want you to go to hell. I'm like, bitch, stop threatening me.
I was sad. Like, I wanted to save my friend. I wanted her to go to heaven with me when we die because I loved her so much. And it made me sad that she was going to go to hell.
Because I didn't believe in Jesus.
She didn't believe in Jesus. So I would have these.
I had big beef with, I'm like, why do I? I'm like, I feel like God wouldn't treat me that way. I feel like God doesn't have that big of an ego where it's like, he's like, you must believe in me.
Exactly.
Get into my club. That's how I felt, right?
And you were right in feeling that because now I'm like,
quiet. I was like, I'm not buying it, right?
But I love that you were so like such a thought leader at the time that
I was a thought leader back then.
That you had the awareness to be like, this shit don't sound right to me. And I was like, it's right. We're going to hell.
We're going to hell. I'm like, what? I'm like, I don't know about you. I'm not going
you're
to
like,
hell.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not going to hell. Maybe you are. And I'm like, not me because I'm a good girl.
I'm like, how can I go somewhere I don't believe in?
Fire. Facts. So I tried to save Nikki. It kind of worked. I kind of saved you because you started praying.
You saved me.
You started praying with us.
This bitch is like, I saved you. I did start praying with
I
her.
I saved you. God saved
you're
you.
You're God.
I can't. You started praying with us in the circles before games and you started going to church.
Time out. I'm praying in the circles like I can't believe I'm f-ing praying in this circle.
And I'm holding your
holding
hand
these
like
bitches' hands.
My girl's going to heaven.
My girl's going.
I'm dying.
At the time, though, my dad, who was Jehovah's Witness, I'd catch him with his new wife wearing a cross on his necklace. I'm like, you are a sellout. I'm like, you're a sellout. Everything you told me, you're a two-faced liar. And then I'm like, that's Christianity for you. Which is not what I believe today. So everybody relax. I don't believe that the Christians are two-faced liars. But like at the time when my dad... At the time that my dad was like, I was Jehovah's Witness. Now I'm like the scientific, I believe in science guy. And then I'm like, now you're Jesus guy? I'm like, pick one. Y'all are a mess. I'm like, this is messy. I'm like, religion is messy, which I think can be actually...
Can be.
True.
Can be.
Like, I think that when we over... I think that it's very overthought in a lot of ways, and it can get messier than it needs to be. Okay, so Jamie allegedly saves me.
I saved Nikki.
But she didn't know that I was like low-key...
Judging me.
I was like still not into it. I was like, I'll go through the motions with you guys, whatever.
Whatever. Okay, so then. So what? You were atheist at the time or what?
I think I was atheist. And then I'd be like, so atheist is like when you don't believe in any God whatsoever, right? Then I like transitioned to like being more agnostic where I'm like, okay, I believe in God, but I think that God is like beyond anything that I can understand. I was like, it's beyond my understanding completely. Mm-hmm. And so I believed in God, but I didn't like, I was like, I can't prove heaven. I can't prove God. I can't, but I do feel some sort of like connectivity happening, right? Where I'm there's like, something. I believe, I'm like, there's something there. There's something there. And then it wasn't until, and I pretty much stayed that way. I was like, I believed that God was for weak people. It sounds terrible, right? I believed that God, just stay with us here through this conversation because there might be triggering for those like
who are- Yeah, please don't feel judged by us. We're not on our journey.
Our journeys.
And but we are holding ourselves accountable for our judgments.
100%, and that's going to come full circle. That's going to come full circle too. So like, I remember thinking that like God in general, not Jesus, not this, not that, God was for weak people.
That people needed
something outside of themselves. And I'm like, no, we can do everything ourselves, right? And people needed to have the idea of heaven because they're so ungrateful here on this earth that like they're not even doing their due diligence to live good lives now. They're sinning, like you guys all say, right? That they need to be, like wipe away their sins in order to get to this place that we can't even prove exists, right? That's what my thought process was. And then I like drank myself into a stupor over years, right? Which I've mentioned that I believe that I have drank alcoholically from the first time I took a drink in my life when I was 15 years old. And to the depths that my alcoholism took me, I had no other choice but to like believe in God, right? Like,
somebody do something here. I'm like, it ain't me.
It ain't me. And so like one of the steps is like, believe that I am powerless over alcohol and that my life has become unmanageable and that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. And I remember thinking like, I don't care if it's this glass of water that can restore me to sanity. Like it ain't me. It is a power greater than myself that can restore me to sanity. Right. Yeah. And as I began to work a program of recovery, I began to like redefine what God Source Universe really meant for me. I did like you, like in the time that I had given you like this book of like I started to believe in the laws of attraction. I started to like listen to a lot of Gabby Bernstein and like there was like an Energy Squared book that I think we both read. And like, I just started to believe in the energy of the universe. I just didn't really believe that it had an impact on my life. Like it was something like a theory. Like it was just like another scientific theory that I could like learn at school and not apply, if that makes sense. Like I was like, okay, good. I'm learning about Jesus. Okay, that doesn't apply to me. I'm learning about Judaism. Okay, that doesn't apply to me. I'm learning about the universe. Okay, that's another theory. It doesn't apply to me. It wasn't until I started to get sober that I started to like take God as I understood God and apply it to my life. Right? Not just as a like theory or a lesson or an objective like education, right? But something that I could feel working in my life. And so that was my journey to finding God that I understand. I believe that I am heavily connected with God Source Universe. I think that God Source Universe has worked wonders in my life. I believe that we are co-creating my life together. And, you know, it's really interesting because like my son came home from school and was like asking about heaven. And it's tricky to talk to kids because like to this day, I still don't believe in heaven. Like, so there's some things that I've like taken from my past and like, I believe fully in God, but like, there's still things that I don't believe that, or that are non-traditional in my belief systems. So like when I talk to my son and he's like, is there, mommy, somebody was saying, if I'm a good boy, I go to heaven. I'm like, okay, well I have problems with that, because I'm like, you're a good person because you're a good person. Not like for the sheer purpose of being a good person, mm-hmm. right? Not because you want to get something. Or get somewhere. I'm like, you're a good person because you're a good person. And what does it mean, 6-year-old, to be a good person, right? And then he's like, well, somebody said a bad word at school. And I'm like, what was the word? He's like, I don't want to say it. I'm like, you're not going to get in trouble, right? And he's like, somebody said that if you're bad, you go to hell. And I was like, so we're not going to tell people that they're going to hell, first of all. Like, we're not going to use language like that. We're not going to tell people that. I'm like, he's like, well, what do you think about heaven and hell? And I'm like, I think we're in it.
I'm so happy you said that, because I have the same belief.
I think that we're in it. I think that like the miracles that we experience here and like the catastrophes that we experience here are hellish and heavenly. You know, I think about like my son getting cancer, like who the fuck gives a 4-year-old cancer? You know, mm-hmm. thank God he's okay. But like, I think that we live in heaven and hell, you know, and there's just something, it's funny. Like I watched this, there's a cartoon movie called Croods, C-R-O-O-D-S. And the movie is like very fantastical. It's a cartoon movie. And like in the movie, there'll be like a giraffe with like an elephant body with like wings. With like bird wings, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, wow, what a fantastical universe. Mm-hmm. Or like if you look at movies like Avatar and they have these like beautiful creatures, mm-hmm. right? I'm like, wow. But I'm like, if you were to come to planet Earth, now I'm getting really woo-woo. If you were to come to planet Earth
and see us
and see it for the first time,
you'd be like,
you'd look at a giraffe, this animal with this like beautiful like print and this like long ass neck and these long ass legs eating from the top of a tree, and you'd be like, that is fantastic. Like maybe it's scientific, but maybe it's God.
I have this thought all the time, because did you ever see the movie Halloween Town on Disney?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
I love that we talk about these kids. They
go to Halloween Town. They take this magical bus that sends them to the ethers, to Halloween Town. And they get there and it's like all these goons and goblins and pumpkin heads and bats and like
fantastical weird creatures,
right? And like the humans walk in and they're like, what the fuck? But the creatures are like, it's normal, right? So sometimes when I'm like walking around like Target the other day, for example, I saw this mom walking with her daughter and I was like, if I wasn't from here and I saw this, I'd be like, whoa, weird creatures. You're like,
big human, small human.
Yeah, big human, small human, holding hands, weird creatures, you know? And I have that thought all the time.
Right? And like, I come back to this where I'm like, this is all some God shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is all some God shit, you know? Like, it's really beautiful. And I think that like coming to a place, for me, believing that God, like you said in this pool, right? Like God lives within me. We can call it different things. Like my kids were going to a Jewish school. Like I love studying Judaism. I actually love studying Christianity. I love the study of religion. I'm actually thinking about going to school to like—
I took a class in college about different religions.
Like I think it's so cool. I love it. And I believe that like we're all speaking a very similar language.
Yeah, we just have different perspectives, different names for it, different ways to perceive it, different ways to connect to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think that we should judge each other, because at the end of the day, I believe that we're all communicating and connecting to the same God. We just have different language, different ways of connecting, different relationship dynamics to it, and
yeah,
different organizations to do that through. And if we could stop like judging each other for whose is right and whose is wrong, like,
yeah, for sure,
we'd be living in more of a heaven than a hell.
I love that thought process. I think it's been fascinating to like cover with our audience about like how you got to where you are and versus how I've gotten to where I am, and how we've kind of met in this like very similar place and started off so drastically different, like so drastically mm-hmm. different. And so I think that it's really cool for friends and people to be able to have these open and honest conversations about what God means to them without having there be so much animosity. Mm-hmm. And like you said, like there doesn't have to be a right or wrong. Like I even on a small scale, like just a last little tidbit, you know, one of my sons says to me, I don't think that God is a man or a woman. And I'm like, okay, cool. The other one's like, no, God is a man or a woman. And I'm like, okay. You know, and like, they're still so young. So like there's like room and time for there to be open dialogue, but they're coming to question things. And my favorite things that my parents did actually do for me was like, they allowed me to question things. Mm-hmm. So like I wasn't taught like, this is the thing, mm-hmm. but they did give me space and grace to discover.
And I think that's beautiful. Like the fact that your kids are even have the option of deciding whether it's a man or a woman, maybe it's neither, maybe it's both, maybe whatever. Like for me, it was a man and it was only a man and that's what it was for so long, which is why I think I had to be taken away from that
dynamic
to come back and to just like be open to just like the love that it is.
Yeah.
You know?
And the energy.
And the energy that right. it is.
Yeah. I'm so happy we got to have this conversation.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's a good one.
This podcast was brought to you by Sana Skin Studio. Be sure to use my code, THENOGLOW, for $25 off of your first facial at Sana when booking via sanaskinstudio.com. More than a skin studio, Sana is a movement towards healthier skin and self-love. Thank you so much for listening to The Know. If you loved this episode, go ahead and share it with a friend. Words are so powerful, and someone may need to hear what we covered today. And if you really loved this episode, please take a moment to rate the show and leave a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect on The Know. You can connect with me personally via Instagram at Nikki Sapp Spo and The Know with Nikki Spo. My hope for you today is that you are fearless in looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.
I'm not going to lie, you're slacking. You're slacking on starting that business you've been holding off on. It's just living in your head. And if you don't act now, that idea is going to leave, or maybe someone's going to take that idea. And there's a tool that I personally use, and that is Shopify. You don't need to be a web designer. You can just start moving, zooming in, adding the text you need, adding pictures you need. And Shopify has so many templates you can use from. Get it out of your head and onto a website with Shopify. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sell. They make it easy to manage growing your business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on all the important stuff like growing your business. With Shopify, your first sell is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/sonoro to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/sonoro.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh.